Let's go.
Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
Guys, we're going to play a game.
No,
this
whatever
morning.
You're doing, we don't have time.
We don't have time.
Whatever you're doing.
We're going to do some improv, okay?
No, we don't
like
have time.
We're acting out of a scene.
We don't have time.
But we can make a bit of time.
No, we can't. We have 2 minutes.
2 minutes is more than enough.
No,
we're doing
not,
a scene.
You have to load all
I'm
of this and then the adverts
and
are
then
on.
I'm going to throw it out to you guys. Okay, so here we go. You name the film, so.
I don't even know what we're doing. You've just come up with this.
It's an improvised game.
I don't want to do anything.
In a world where rats are as big as humans.
Hey, what are you having for breakfast this morning, Nathan?
There's only one man who can defeat the big rats.
Nathan, you're never spending any time at home with the family anymore. All you care about is finding those goddamn rats.
His name is Nathan Long Forehead.
Can't you see that I am a rat?
Ah!
All my
Why is
friends.
The voiceover man reacting?
Why the hell are you reacting?
I'm part of the movie. I follow you around with the microphone.
Get out of my way. Get out of my way.
What does this mean?
I am a rat. My friends are rats. And we're coming for you.
So but I'm your wife.
Pull down your... Oh.
I'm your wife and kids. Are you going to eat our kids?
Sorry.
The man who actually wanted to do the improv was the worst in the improv. He just started shouting. And just the look of, I have no idea where I'm going with
I
this.
I didn't want to
I
do
had you set up as
I didn't want
a
to do
rat
the
detective.
Storyline of, yeah, but I was the rat.
Yeah, but then you did nothing.
I didn't want to do
and then
a
you
film
stopped.
About a rat.
You
where,
literally
my mind
you
went to.
Literally said, pick something.
Yeah.
Happy Friday.
No, happy Friday. Feels good.
Well, look,
feels
on the
good to be home.
On the show this morning, we do Free Airtime Friday and we
finish
attempt.
It. It's finished.
Well, it's finished, but or is it?
Oh.
We attempt to push it further. We also. I can never remember what we do.
Nathan's Hard One.
Nathan's Hard One. We talk
one.
About a killer rat. Well, not in a, like a killer rat. I mean, a champion rat. Also,
a man called David came on to the show.
David, telling us about a massive challenge he's starting tomorrow. It's all on the podcast. Have a fantastic weekend if you listen to this on a Friday. And if you listen to this on a Monday, sorry, have a good week. Here we go. Here's the podcast.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
This is very exciting. We're kicking off the show with a guest.
Yeah. You know, sometimes when you chat to people, you feel a little bit worse about yourself and thinking, yeah. Wow, I really wish I could do something like that. Well, this morning is that morning because David joins us. And David, you're about to embark on an incredible journey. What is it?
So there's four of us that are going to be taking part in 7 Olympic distance triathlons in the space of 7 days. Starting this Saturday.
For people who aren't familiar with an Olympic triathlon, what does that entail?
So it starts with a 1.5 kilometer swim, which we'll be doing in the sea at Sea Point, and then it leads into a 40 kilometer cycle and finishes with a 10 kilometer run.
What are you most looking forward to doing?
Finishing, probably.
So you start tomorrow, Saturday, and then you go till next Friday. How do you train for such an endurance challenge?
Well, it's been a few months since we decided that we'd start doing it, but then training over the last few years and everything has contributed to it. For example, two of the lads did a half Ironman last summer, and then me and Colin, one of the other guys, have done a marathon, and he's done 2.
Are you allowed to listen to music?
Yeah. So it's entirely ran by ourselves, so nothing's too strict. We'll allow ourselves to listen to some music to try and... Well, probably not on the bike, but on the run, we'll be listening to music.
Or in the water. It could be weird. Big Dre Beats headphones jumping into Sea Point.
Yeah, might cause some issues, yeah.
And David, how long roughly have you figured out it's going to take each day to do the triathlon?
Between 3 and 3.5 hours, probably. But then as the week goes on, who knows, they could get a lot slower, depending how our bodies respond to what we're doing.
And of course, you're doing it for charity. What is the charity you're raising funds for?
So we're doing it for Jigsaw, which is Ireland's National Centre for Youth Mental Health, which is a cause close to all of our hearts. And as I'm sure you know yourselves, it's such an important issue today.
And how can people donate?
So you can either donate through our Instagram. There's a link in our bio on Just Giving. Our Instagram name is 4guys.7tries, spelled out with all letters. And you can click on the link and that goes onto our Just Giving. Or alternatively, just go onto jigsaw.ie, which is Jigsaw's website, which has Places Without Aid, and it also has all their services if anyone's in need of any help.
Well, we wish you the best of luck,
best
David.
Of luck. We'd love to hear from you during the week, see how it's going. Cheers, David.
Definitely. Thanks
see
very much,
you, man.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Do you mind if I ask a personal question, old buddy, old pal?
What's going on?
How is your quad muscle?
The quad is okay. I'm doing the program that the physio gave to me, and it's feeling a little bit sore this morning because I was in the gym yesterday, but we're doing okay.
A little birdie has told me that you are training with your beloved Ranla Gales tonight.
Well, when I say I'm not actually going to be training with them, there's training on, non-contact of course, but I'm going to go down and I'm going to do my program while they train on the side of the pitch.
What is the point?
And I have to do a bit of running because you know when a player is injured and they come back, great for morale of the team.
Is it though?
When a player is out for so long, and I've been out for 2 to 3 weeks at this stage, when they see me walking through the gates,
they think, oh, we might actually win a match.
Oh, they'll go, oh, it'll be the boost that the team needs, and it'll be great, and that's why I'm doing it.
But are you going to speak to the others when you arrive, or are you just training by yourself?
I'll probably go the other end of the pitch and just run across the pitch by myself. But Nathan, you know on a Friday, we love to have a little nap.
Oh yeah.
We don't have a nap, we have a sleep on a Friday afternoon.
Siesta, that's what I like to call it.
It depends how I'm feeling when I wake up. If I'm feeling a little bit groggy and I look outside the window, I go, Oh no, it's a bit cold.
It's too cold.
I might go, oh, my quad is too sore to be training. Oh, it's a bit sore. It's a bit cold. I can't have the muscle out in the cold weather. So we'll see. We'll see how it is. But look, you don't have to be outside in the cold if you want to be at Wellfest this weekend, because it's back, but it's under one massive virtual roof. You have some great cooking seminars, nutrition sessions, yoga, Pilates instructors, the lot, all from the safety of your home.
What we've been doing every morning, Graham, you have been doing a certain exercise during a song, and the listener has to guess how many times you can do that exercise during that said
exactly,
song.
Exactly.
This morning, it's the last morning doing it.
We're trying to figure out what exercises are left.
Because you've done push-ups, you've done jumping jacks, you've done plank.
How about I just how many swigs of coffee I can take?
Ah, no, no one wants to see that.
Okay.
How about sit-ups?
Okay, sit-ups are going to be difficult, because my sit-up isn't that great.
Is it not?
So how many? I did push-ups yesterday. I got in between 60 and 70. Sit-ups is not going to be that high because my back gets sore when I do sit-ups. So we have 2 minutes and 42 seconds of a song next. It's Conan Gray and Heather. How many sit-ups do you think I can do in that period? 2 minutes and 42 seconds. I'd say roughly, I'm just going, I don't know, maybe 40 is what I'm saying. That's my head where I think I can get. So judge in and around.
What's
there.
What's your technique? Do you kind of...
No, I'm going to actually
fall
put my,
back.
I'm going to put my feet underneath that massive 2, 4, 5 gallon bottle of water over there.
Oh.
Put my feet underneath that to give me a little bit of sturdiness, and then I'm going to do my sit-ups.
Very impressive. You said, I'm thinking 40. Well, Bula bust to you because you did 45.
Get in.
That is very impressive.
Thank you.
So congratulations to Eva, who guessed 45 right on the money.
Nice.
And Jack O'Connor, 47. Well done, guys.
Thanks for having the faith in me. Producer Callum, what was the highest? What did Sam say I was going to do in 2 minutes and 40?
133.
Now, I appreciate that. But unfortunately, I'm not that good.
I was very surprised how you kept saying my back is sore, not my core muscle.
No, well, it's this sore, it's the hard ground in here.
Yeah, we're on cement.
There's carpet, but it's not carpet. It's that really thin, square carpet that they can easily just pull up when they need to.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I need your head and heart in this.
Why are you grunting
over
there?
Go on, commit to
it. You know I do it on a Friday.
Go on.
I have to tell you, brother.
Yeah, what's up?
Your face is covered in acne. And you've been telling me that you're using creams, but is it working?
No, it's actually not, cowboy. Do you have any remedies from the desert that I could use?
What I used to do in the past, I would urinate into my shoe and I'd start wiping it around my brow.
I think I'll pass, but thanks for the tip. I'd appreciate it.
The sheriff isn't happy.
Oh, the sheriff has rode into town now.
All right. Here, let me explain what's going on. It's the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand, dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story. And at the end, the big, dirty sheriff decides which one is better. Howdy, sheriff.
Howdy.
Will I begin?
What do you have?
All right. David Beckham, friend of the show. very smart businessman. He is entering the world of...
Money, money, money.
Honey, baby. Honey. What do you think? You're kind of licking your lips going, me likey.
I like it. Where'd you get that song from?
It's from Winnie the Pooh. Yeah, Winnie the Pooh, the film. I think there is a song about honey.
Okay, so what's he doing, bees?
He is launching his very own honey. I want to tell you the name of it. It's incredible, okay? There's going to be a few names. How about DB?
No, this isn't the name. I saw this in the paper this morning. These are names that the paper was putting forward as to potentially what he could call it.
All right.
Why would he have many different names of a company?
Just it's good to have different names.
Read the article properly.
DB, how about Seven Honey or Golden Bees?
Yeah, I get it. But there, the paper was putting forward those names.
Now, a source has said that David has said that beekeeping started as a fun hobby early in lockdown. But now I've become a bit obsessed. I have all the gear and I've even built a hive. I find it an antidote to his mad London and Miami life. A fun fact, my parents, during retirement, wanted to collect bees.
Why don't they?
My dad was looking up the uniform that you wear when you go to a hive. Yeah. You know, covered
the beekeeper uniform, the white, the big white kind of, like a hazmat suit.
Oh my God, could you imagine if they hadn't told me and I called over to the house and I see my parents dressed up at that? I'd call the guards.
Right. Have you seen Toy Story 4?
I have, yes.
Opinions. I haven't actually seen it. I'm a big fan of the Toy Story films, but I haven't seen 4.
I kind of thought they were milking a dead cow, Graham.
Well, Disney are being sued because of one of the characters in Toy Story 4. This one.
Duke Kaboom, Canada's greatest stuntman.
So Evel Knievel, all right? They basically, well, I'm not saying this. People online said.
Your sources.
My sources said that they based Duke Kaboom on Evel Knievel, you know, the famous stuntman from the 70s. Well, Evel Knievel's son is suing Disney for $300,000 seeking damages over allegations including false endorsement and unjust enrichment. He said Evel Knievel did not thrill millions around the world, break his bones and spill his blood just so Disney could make money out of him. An Evel Knievel toy was released in 1973 with a white helmet and jumpsuit with motorbike. Disney and Toy Story 4 released an exact replica of that, but called it Duke Kaboom and said he was from Canada instead of America.
I didn't like that character. It was played by Keanu Reeves. If you actually go onto YouTube, you can see behind the scenes of Keanu Reeves doing the voice of Duke Kaboom.
Yeah.
And he kind of messes up at times and they're saying, Keanu, can you do it again, please?
Disney, Pixar said they're going to fight it, but do they really have a case? I don't know. Well, they put a mustache Duke Kaboom, and I looked up Evel Knievel, and he didn't have a mustache, so maybe that's where the difference is.
That's
lie.
It.
That's where they got him.
Graham gets the win this morning because, Nathan, you could have come up with the name David Beacom.
What?
Beacom.
I like that. That's not bad
I'm
at all.
I'm that down.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it
wrong. Oh my, put it in the diary. Oh. This time, next week, the Radio Awards is happening. Virtually this year, doesn't matter. I don't mind that it's virtual.
Nathan said yes to he's actually delighted so he doesn't have to do small talk with people in the industry.
How dare you?
That's what he said.
How dare you?
It's true.
We're going to be winning this game, gotta get it wrong, nominated for an award last year. The judges were a bit cuckoo crazy.
Yeah, because they put it third. So
put it third. It needs to be first. I am so confident.
All right, we'll see.
It's a great game. If you're a first-time listener, by the end of this game, you're going to go, wow, it's amazing.
All you're going to do is get the questions wrong if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, which is this morning. You will win €100. I'm playing this morning is Lou. Lou, have you had your breakfast yet?
No, I'm on the way into the office and not working from home, so getting the lift in.
And would you get breakfast in the office or will you pick it up in the shop beside? What will you do?
I have some cereal in work, so I'll have some of that.
Can I ask a personal question?
Yeah.
Does your office contain a water cooler?
No, it doesn't.
Disgrace.
Very cheap.
How can you have water cooler chat then?
Where'd you...
You came up by the kettle.
Kettle chat.
Yeah.
There is a podcast.
Kettle chat.
Kettle chat. Right, let's go, Lou. Let's have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong this morning. You could be winning €100. All you got to do is beat Aoife, who's on top with 14. If you get 15 or more, you will win that €100. Lou, these are the rules. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can.
I'm nervous.
There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. And we move on to the next one. Right, Lou, you ready?
Yes.
1 minute. Best of luck.
What actor played Harry Potter?
Ron Weasley.
What is a tiramisu a type of?
Pudding.
What is a poodle a type of?
Cat.
Name a dog breed.
Cat.
What does a hairdresser cut your hair with?
A hairbrush.
What's 66 minus 6?
2.
12 plus 18 is 30. True or false?
False.
How do you spell badger?
A-C-T.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Hey. Tomato.
What's my surname?
Tim.
What is Graham's surname?
Roger.
What is the name of our producer?
David.
What's the capital of Japan?
Tokyo.
Who is the manager of Spurs?
Donald Trump.
Name a Will Smith film.
Harry Potter.
Name an actor in the Men in Black. Sing a Lady Gaga song. No!
Happy birthday!
I would love to have a producer called David. Very strict.
Oh, it was going well.
Lou, how did you find that?
I thought I was doing okay and then I completely fell off.
At what point, some morning, somebody said tomato to mushroom soup. And from then on, everyone says tomato.
Yeah. It's because I think one of the mornings after somebody said after you asked the question of mushroom soup, it was tomato soup. So I think it stuck with people.
Oh, okay. Jeez,
the power of radio.
Yeah. The power of your questions, Nathan. Forget about the medium. It's all about you. You make this medium great, Nathan O'Reilly. You've saved radio.
Who, me?
Lou agrees.
Do you agree, Lou?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my God.
He saved it all.
Can you tell my mother?
Saved it for
us
all.
It's a lot of pressure.
It is. He's well fit for it, Lou.
No, I don't want to do it anymore. Lou, you came on this morning. You're very charismatic.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
You wear glasses and you're not ashamed to. Do you know what? You reminded me of someone.
Who?
You reminded me of a very, very young Joe Duffy.
Talk to Lou.
All right, talk to Lou. Lou, you got 12.
Ah, Lou, not to worry.
Rats.
Ah, no. Lou, thank you for coming on. We had great fun this morning. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Bye. See you, Lou.
That means Aoife is our winner.
Oh, Aoife, I'm so proud of you.
She came on and got 14 questions wrong in a minute, and that means we start a brand new week. Next week, if you want to play, give us a text or WhatsApp on 087 711 1038 with the word wrong.
Oh, Graham, do you mind if I give a special shout out?
Of course.
Happy birthday to Quiva, who's listening to the show, 7th birthday.
Love's got to get wrong every morning. Oh. Big happy birthday, Quiva.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Go. Graham and Nathan's Free Airtime Friday with Champion Green, the biggest hashtag support local movement in a generation.
For the last time, we are doing Free Airtime Friday. Graham and I, we know. We know that businesses out there, they're struggling at this time. Their advertising budget has been completely ripped up to shreds. So we are inviting you onto the show completely for free to advertise your business. The only catch is you have 9 seconds to do it.
It's the last day we're doing it. This is the fourth one. We said we do it every single Friday in September. We made an agreement with the sales team upstairs, with the bosses in here. They were like, no, that's how we make our money, through making money off ads. We said, come on. Give us a break, will
you? Yeah, let's help one another.
And it's all thanks to Champion Green, which is a national initiative driving the recovery of our communities and economy after the COVID-19 crisis. We've 6 businesses lined up.
Okay.
As Nathan says, 9 seconds and you only have 1 shot to do it.
It's very difficult because you have to try and like promote your contact details, the name of your business, what your business is about. Some people have struggled at this.
Okay, let's kick it off. Daniel, your 9 seconds
starts now.
We are OlympianGymnastics.com. Please visit our website for more details. Are you a parent with children anywhere between 18 months and 16 years old? Olympian Gymnastics has...
Okay. He did get cut off, but he got enough out there. He got his website out there. He got what they did. A nice little rhetorical question in there too. I don't think that wasn't too bad.
I was mesmerised by his lovely accent.
Yeah,
nice. It's very accent. Dreamy.
If you want to listen back to any of these, if something catches your ear and you're like, maybe I want to listen again, get the contact details, you can listen back on the Fully Charged Daily Podcast, wherever you get your podcasts. Let's move on. Let's go to Anne. Anne, your 9 seconds starts now.
IslandHurlings.net. Experience hosts like never before on the Ireland Ride Tour and hosts this cruise. New Dublin difference with Island Ferries. Visit IslandHurlings.net.
Dot net. We got a dot
We've
net.
We've never had a dot net before.
IslandFerries.net.
I want to experience Hoth in a different way, like never before.
I want to experience a website with a dot net.
Yeah.
Yes.
Old school and we love it.
Yeah. Okay, Claire, it's your chance. Take it away.
Super Shop is an Irish family-run online shop for toys, games, gadgets, COVID items and quality of life products. Free next day delivery. That's FIOPAShop.ie.
Right. Missed out the end there. Shop-a-Shop. It's a lovely name.
A bit of Irish, bit of English.
Shop-a-Shop.
Shop-a-Shop. Games, COVID-friendly stuff as well.
Free delivery next day.
I heard dot... I presume it's .ie.
It can't be another .net.
No. Surely we won't have two .nets.
Life isn't that kind.
Okay, David, your 9 seconds starts now. Sell your business.
At The Image Designs, we can help your brand visually stand out. For all your graphic design needs, check out theimagedesigns.com or find us on Facebook.
David, you did something to me. Thank you so much.
Image Designs, he got his website out there. He got the lot out there. Again, if you want to listen back, the Fully Charged Daily Podcast, if any of these catch your ear. We've got two more to go. Jenny.
Academy 92 offer accredited professional makeup course in the heart of Dublin City Centre. For more info, go to academy92.ie.
Oh, she had so much time. Isn't that great? She definitely practiced a lot.
Academy 92 makeup. Centre of town.
In the heart of Dublin city centre.
Got the lot out there. People are getting a lot better at this.
Yeah.
They're definitely listening to previous weeks and going, how can I maximise my 9 seconds? Okay, for the final time, Ellen.
Oh, this is sad.
Go.
Email contact@foundersinternational.ie. Irish solicitors hire us to locate beneficiaries to estates. We make sure everyone entitled to inherit gets their inheritance.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
I find that very interesting. Entitled
to inheritance.
Yeah.
So maybe...
Well, what's your inheritance like?
I think...
Mine is poor.
I have some royal family in Barbados.
Oh,
something
yeah.
like that. I think they recently died, so... Oh. Finders International.
I don't know why you're smiling over there.
Find me that money, please. Oh. That's it. Thank you to all the companies who got involved in Free Airtime Friday.
I don't think we should end it there. It doesn't seem right. I know we've just done it in a month, but like... things are still happening here. There's still a pandemic. I think we need to continue helping businesses out there.
I would like to, but after the furore that went up of us trying to do it for a month, do you want that pain again from the sales team? No, that's how they make their money.
I know, but I think we could ring our boss and be like, look, this is going really well. We're really passionate about this. Come on.
Okay, you can ring our boss.
All right, I'm going to ring our boss.
Okay. Will we get the number?
Yeah.
Do you want to ring him on air?
Yeah, I'll do
Okay. Nathan's going to ring the boss and try and extend Free Airtime Friday. For how long? A week?
A month.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Let's do it in five.
But I think if we call our boss, Nick Kay, and we just say, look, this is really great. I think we have to support one another. He will fold.
Okay. Well, you can do it. You're so passionate about it. Just a little bit of background. Yes, Nick Kay is the Australian guy who sits in my seat when I'm off because Nathan can't actually press the buttons by himself.
I refuse to.
But he's in, believe it or not, he's actually in a managerial position.
Yeah.
So he's kind of our boss.
I'm surprised myself.
So things have to go through him. So Nathan, I've got his number here.
Yeah, I'm just going to go in strong.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Okay. You have to show confidence because obviously it's like I'm pitching an idea here.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go. Come on.
You tell him, Nathan.
Hello, Nick speaking.
Hey, Nick, it's Nathan.
G'day, mate. What's the crack?
Hey, man. Look, just a quick question. We're loving Free Airtime Friday here on the show, and just wondering, can we keep it up?
It's sounding good. Champion Green, the sponsor, they're actually coming off this week. So, no, this is going to be the last one. This will be the last week.
Yeah, but Nick, do we need a sponsor? Can we not just keep doing it, you know, for the people? I think it's a nice thing.
Look, it's something we were doing. We had a sponsor on, I think, because the sponsor's finishing. Let's just wrap it up, hey?
Now, look, I know you respect my radio brain. I know you trust me with a lot of things.
Listen, because I'm super busy. I have to run to a meeting. We, the sales team, we had to bargain with them big time to get them to agree to this in the first place. Advertising does not come cheap. I know the head of sales, he wasn't happy we were running this. That's why we only did it one time a week for 4 weeks. So look, I'd have a nightmare of a meeting trying to get this across.
I'm just trying to say, is there anything I can do to change your mind? Come on.
I tell you what you could do. You could learn to push the buttons so that when Graham's off, I don't have to bloody get up early anymore.
No, I can't do that. All right. So I'm pretty upset.
No, listen, we're not doing it, okay? I can't have that argument with the sales team again. We're devaluing ourselves.
All right. Okay. All right. See you later. Thanks, Nate. Bye. See you, man.
Is he gone? Yeah. Wow, well done, Nathan. Wow, everybody.
Well, I tried my best. Has changed since management. He's become very unreasonable.
I'm going to pitch it to him and I'm going to... Yeah, well done. What you got to do with these people is you got to tell them you're doing it. Just say, no, this is what we're doing and deal with it and work it.
No, I think we just have to drop
it. As per usual, I'll do it. I'll call him now.
I'll call him and I'll get it done.
I'll get it done. As per usual, I should have just done it. If you want something done right, you just do it yourself. Just going to tell him. Here we go.
Second.
I don't think he should. He's just wasting his time. He said he's going into a meeting.
Here we go.
Hello, Nick speaking.
Hey, Nick, it's Graham. How are you?
Mate, I'm just off the phone with Nathan. I'm in a meeting here. What's the crack?
Yeah, I know.
It's
all good. No time off. Come here. We're going to continue doing free airtime Friday just for the next couple of weeks, all right?
Listen, I've just told Nathan I cannot talk to the sales team again.
We're going to ask you to talk to them and just tell them we're doing it. It's been good for the businesses that listen to Fully Charged, and it's been good for the show, and it's just been kind of the times we're living in. We feel like we're just going to keep on doing it. All right?
Yeah, go on. All right.
Okay. Cheers, Nick. Bye.
Right on, mate. Cheers. Bye.
And that's how it's done.
All right.
That was pretty easy, wasn't it? You got to tell them, Nathan. You got to tell them you're doing it. Don't ask. That'd be a little trick for you as well if you're going into a meeting with your boss today. Just tell them you want a pay rise. Oh. I want 10 grand extra a year, please.
Oh, that's a great news.
So there we go. If you want to do free airtime Friday for the next month, register right now. spin1038.com/airtime. And remember, you got 9 seconds to sell your business.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
Spin.
20,000 euro.
Beat the bomb.
Even if you're not playing Beat the Bomb this morning, I think it's still interesting to see how the person does.
Yeah, you reckon people are listening and they're going, oh, I'd say stop now.
I would have stopped now.
I would have kept going.
Yeah.
Why are you stopping there? Emma's playing though. Emma, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you. How much money are you looking to make?
Oh, anything. I don't even care. Even if it's just 20 euro, like something is better than nothing.
And what would you spend the money on, Emma?
I don't know. I've a load of vet bills at the moment, so it would probably go towards that.
All right. No, okay, we're trying to pay off these bills. Look, explain the rules, Graham, once more.
Yeah. Okay, Emma, in a couple of moments, you are going to light up the bomb. Cash amounts will grow in value. And once you're happy with the amount, all you have to do is shout stop. And you will win that money, just like Colm did yesterday with 350 euro. But if the bomb goes off beforehand, you'll win absolutely nothing.
Emma, what sort of player do you think you're going to be? Conservative, or are you going to push it?
Oh, I don't know. I always say I'll never push it, but you never know until you're actually doing it. So we'll see this morning, won't we?
We're all in the same boat, because Graham and I, genuinely, we haven't a clue when this is going to go off.
We're excited too.
We're excited.
Okay, Emma, you know what to say?
Yeah. Spin 1038, light me up.
Bomb ignited. 20 euro. 120 euro. 130 euro. 330 euro.
Stop.
Emma, you just won 330 euro!
Oh my god!
Yes. I thought you were going to stop at 20 euro.
You know what? I'm very
actually half tempted it, and I was like, no, we'll just see.
Emma.
Oh, I'm delighted for you.
€330, not a bad way to start the weekend. It'll pay off a couple of bills, but Emma.
Yeah, definitely.
Would you like to find out what you could have won?
Oh, I'd love to, yeah.
Go on, here we go.
€140. €170.
€470, but you walk away with a very healthy amount, €330.
Emma.
Yeah, better than nothing.
Have a great weekend. Yeah. Thank you very much for playing Spins. Thanks. €20,000 beat the bomb. We'll see you later. Bye.
See you, bye.
See you, Emma.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Headline. Hotline.
I am confident in my abilities. I think I'm going to win this morning. I'm going to be crowned champion. It's currently 2-2. This week in Headline Hotline, producer Callum gives us a fake story. Graham and I, and you listening, we welcome you to get involved. Try to come up with a witty headline.
Producer Callum, what is this morning's fake news story?
A late substitution. I re-edited the fake news story in the last minute.
Why did you do that?
Just because I just needed to make a slight tweak. So pens at the ready. I need your newspaper-style headlines, please.
Come for on.
Simon Cowell to become the new boss of Spin 103.8.
Okay, I like that.
Simon Cowell to become the new boss of Spin 103.8.
Yeah, that's good.
And if our current boss is listening, don't worry. It is a fake news story. Your job is secure.
I like that. I like that one. All right, here we go. If you have a headline for that, Simon Cowell, the new boss of Spin 103.8, give us a text or WhatsApp on 087 711 1038. It's 2-2. Only one of us can be the winner, either me or Nathan. Find out in 5.
I found this difficult.
So did I.
Oh. But you liked the headline.
I did.
Yeah, I liked the story.
Not to work with.
Nothing was really rolling for me.
Okay, yeah, I suppose he hasn't got like a back catalogue of songs or anything. We will go with Nathan first. Dead heat in the moment, 2-2. Who will take the win?
Nathan was the factor for Cal joining.
Also, you incorporated a bit of you into it.
Yes, I wanted to be in the headline as he's my boss.
Very, very self-indulgent.
Factor.
X Factor, yeah. Go on.
Okay. So, mine is, you see the headline, all right? But then I'm going to, there's a little bit of a nuance in here.
Okay. Not sure if I'll allow it.
No, it's a nuance. There is. You okay. Will allow it.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
Spins Got Talent. However, the got is initials. Because God is my initials.
Very self-indulgent.
Graham O'Toole.
Very self-indulgent.
So really, that's the reason he signed, because of me. Spins got Graham O'Toole talent.
And I'd imagine a picture of you shaking hands or socially distancing with Simon.
I'd be elbow bumping the guy.
I would be holding his son, baby Eric.
Who is 6 years old.
Nathan was the factor. Right. I'd be feeding him a bottle.
Graham gets the win.
I win the wig!
Why?
I win the wig!
What's your reason?
Just a bit more pizzazz in there.
3-2, I win the week. Thank you very much.
I worry that producer Callum is scared of you.
He should be. Right, Phil says, Spin going in one direction with Simon.
Yeah, I was trying to incorporate a little bit of one direction.
Very good.
Yeah.
That's not our old boss, Phil, is it?
Nope. No. Aisling says this, X Factor 1038. Cowell Factor 1038. She just kept on saying the same thing over and over again.
I prefer the Cowell Factor.
Spin got the golden buzzer. That's from Brendan.
Go on, Brendan.
Radio cowled the radio. radio cowled the video star. Jeez, that's good.
That's great.
Who was that?
That was Jared. Radio cowled the video star.
It's a Friday. You're going to get cinema passes.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations. When the cinemas reopen.
Anything else?
A lot of Spins Got Talent. Yeah. Psycho. Oh, okay. Okay. How about this one? Psycho 38. Like 1038. Psycho.
Yeah, because his production company is Psycho.
That's from Shane.
Oh, I have actually one here on the text machine. Ted, Cowell to bring the X Factor to Spin.
Sort of already had that one, haven't we?
Okay, so we only got one.
Yeah.
Cinema passes
better
away.
Than nothing.
Exactly, that's nice. All right, that's Headline Hotline now for a couple of weeks.
Sorry, the guy was called Ted. I thought that was part of the headline. Ted, call to bring the X Factor to Spin.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Boys and girls, who wants a riddle?
Yeah. Oh, I hope you like cinema passes.
Oh, what is it? Oh, it's so difficult.
Where does he get these riddles from?
The man is a genius.
Nathan's hard one.
Mind blown. I'm satisfied.
Welcome to Nathan's hard one. I have a riddle for you. If we choose you and you guess correctly, you're walking away with cinema passes. I say the riddle one more time.
Get into it.
What question can you never answer yes to?
Let's get your answers. Ali.
How are you?
Oh, that's good.
That is good, but that's wrong.
Buff performance? Is this the name of the person? Yeah, okay.
A rhetorical question.
Is that the name of the person?
Yeah.
Okay. A rhetorical question?
No.
Oh. Okay, Kathy.
What's my name is the question. Or what is your name?
What question can you never answer yes to?
It's good.
Kind of works, but no, not the answer I'm looking for.
Jamie.
The answer is, are you dead?
Are you dead?
Oh, that's a good one. That's correct, isn't it?
That is correct, but it's wrong.
Okay, Jess.
How do you say no?
How do you say no?
That's correct too.
It's correct, but not the answer I'm looking for.
Lil Emma.
Can you hear me, mate?
Can you hear me now? No.
Oh my God, that could work though. Rachel, coming to us from an office in Rathcoole. Rachel, what do you do?
Europa Foods.
Europa Foods?
Yeah.
Oh, what food do you sell?
Wholesale, like to butchers and stuff like that.
Is it tasty?
Yeah, well, it's all raw, so I wouldn't be eating it.
But when it's cooked, it's tasty.
I had a raw carrot the other night.
So I had a raw carrot yesterday.
They're not nice.
With some, I dipped it in some paprika hummus.
Who is this man?
Celtic
Rachel. Tiger roaring in Stillorgan.
My housemate Coxie said, here, dip this carrot into a bit of hummus. I said, I don't want to. And he goes, ah, please. And I go, all right. It was actually lovely.
Does he just carry hummus around?
Yeah, in his pocket. Without a tub.
I'll give you...
I had to dip the carrot into his pocket. It was sick. A little bit of fluff.
I'll give you the riddle once more. What question can you never answer yes to?
Are you asleep?
Oh.
Are you sitting down? Are you sitting down?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Are your parents listening right now?
No.
Do you want to give a shout out to them?
No.
You are correct!
Oh my Yay! God! You did it!
Yes!
Rachel, I can't believe it. That's actually a pretty good one. I read
that somewhere before and just stuck in my mind.
Yeah, I read it and I put it in Coxie's other pocket.
Perfect.
I'm always looking to improve, Rachel, this segment. Any feedback?
No, I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
All right. Rachel, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. Bye.
You too. Bye.
See you, Rachel.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Graham, I want you to bring me onto a journey right now.
Okay. War. Interesting topic. I've seen many war films.
Of course I have.
Probably the biggest war film of all time, Saving Private Ryan.
I would say that. Also Dunkirk up there.
Yeah. And you're always kind of, in these movies, you're looking for a war hero. Who is it going to be? Usually, in the Western world, they portray it as an American or a British soldier who comes and saves the world. Well, I have a story for you this morning. It's about a war hero.
Who is this war hero?
It's not a person, Nathan. It's a rat.
Yes, you are speaking my language.
An African giant pouch rat has been awarded a prestigious gold medal for his work detecting landmines. The rat's name is Magawa. And Magawa has sniffed out 39 landmines and 28 unexploded types of equipment during his career in Cambodia.
My God, are the landmines made out of cheese?
So, this is what happened. The UK veterinary charity PTSA presented him with this gold medal. I wonder, does he know what he's actually doing? Do you know what I mean? He's getting this gold medal. Wouldn't he just prefer, as you said, a bit of cheese? They gave him the medal for life-saving devotion to duty in a location and clearance of deadly landmines in Cambodia. Like, the rat doesn't know what they're doing.
I am looking at a picture of Magawa the rat. Gorgeous looking thing. Not one of those big dirty rats you might see at the DART station. You know, crawling on the train tracks.
So far, the PDSA has given away 30 gold medals to different animal recipients, and I'm delighted to say that Magawa is the first rat.
Yes, Magua. Yeah.
To receive it. So this is how Magua does his job. The rats are trained to detect a chemical compound within the explosives, meaning they ignore scrap metal and can search for mines more quickly. Once they find an explosive, they scratch the top to alert their human co-workers that there is something underneath. All right.
And do they walk Magua on a lead or something?
So Magua's on a lead and they're just following where Magua goes. And Magua was born and raised in Tanzania. Magua weighs 1.2 kilograms and is 70 centimeters long, which is larger than most rat species. However, you're probably wondering, Magua walking all over the landmines.
Yeah.
Thinking, how does he not set them off? Well, Magua is still small enough and light enough that he does not trigger the mines if he walks over them. I'm thinking Magua would be great at playing Beat the Bomb. Wouldn't he be good?
Why do you say that?
Because Magua will beat the bomb. Magua's out there beating bombs every day. We're playing Beat the Bomb on the show. Magua, if you're listening, we have another chance to play Beat the Bomb.
This is a shameless plug. This is supposed to be a beautiful story about a rat and you've just decided to do a shameless plug about a competition. That spin.
I'm just somehow working it in.
I can't believe you. Why did you work it in?
39 landmines and 28 unexploded types of equipment. Peter Collins has two or three bombs. He's got two or three bombs in his show.
You shouldn't be doing that to Magua.
Peter, I'm trying to get Magua some cash.
Magua deserves respect, but you have just ruined the story. You've spoiled it by just promoting a competition.
If Magua is listening after 10 o'clock, Peter Collins giving you more chances to win and spins €20,000 Beat the Bomb. Why wouldn't Magua want to win some cash and buy loads of brie? It makes sense.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8, 8, 8.